So, Fabienne, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm so honored to have
you
here.
Thanks, Kate. That was a really nice introduction. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, when I just think about having you on my show, I smile because having gotten to know you, you're wonderful. So I'm just so excited that people who haven't heard you yet are going to get their first introduction to you on the show.
Thank you. That's very nice. I'm excited to give a lot of content today.
And that's what you always do. That's one of my favorite things about you.
Thank you.
What I'd like to start off with, which is something I always ask my guests when we first begin, is, can you share your story of how you went from there? And as I said, you are making multi-million dollars, and that is so rare,
mm-hmm.
especially for a solopreneur and especially for a female solopreneur.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I didn't start off that way, to say the least. I was back in 1999 when I had just taken the great leap of faith, and I'd left my corporate job selling advertising space for Food and Wine magazine, and I had decided to, I was really interested in nutrition. I decided to, I'd taken some nutrition classes on evenings and weekends, and the more dissatisfied I grew in having sales quotas and associate publishers breathing down my neck about my results. Ironically, back then, my sales results weren't that great. I decided to take that great leap of faith and open up that nutrition practice out of my teeny tiny 300-square-foot apartment in New York City. And I got clients right away, which was good. I mean, I came from advertising, marketing, and sales. You would think so. But I didn't get enough clients to pay my rent. I was really using credit cards to pay for my entire life, my entire business, and it came to a point where I couldn't pay the minimum on my credit cards, and I was pretty much maxed out on all of them. And the credit card companies were calling. The eviction notices were starting to be taped on my door, and my neighbors could see that I was, repeatedly about to be evicted, and it's not a great feeling. At all. And I began waking up in the middle of the night repeatedly with what I now call the 3 a.m. I don't have enough clients sweats, tossing and turning and, just not knowing what to do, Kate. I didn't know what to do. And after a few nights of this, when I didn't see the end in sight, I would just look up at the ceiling and in the middle of the night and say, where am I going to get my next client? Because if I don't get some money coming in here, I don't know what to do. I wasn't willing to go back to corporate. Once you've tasted self-employment, I believe you just can't go back. So
right.
I called my dad in the middle of the night, and I told him, that I hadn't been fully honest with him. I was getting great results with my clients. They were getting great results. They were changing their lives through nutrition and through the coaching that I was giving them. But I just didn't have enough clients. And I cried, and it felt good to, release it. But he listened to the whole story, and he said to me, Fabienne, if there's anything I know about you, it's that when you want something and you want it badly enough, you're going to do whatever it takes. You're going to take a no-excuses approach. So I want you to figure out what it takes to get clients, and then I want you to go and do it. And I know for a lot of people that seems like, yeah, duh, I would have told you the same thing, but it was really, it was that vote of confidence that made me say, okay, I am going to do whatever it takes to get clients. And for the next several months, I tried a lot of things. I took a no-excuses approach to just seeing anything. Anybody who was speaking on the topic of getting more clients, I went to see them. I read the books. I looked at things online. I just everything I could do, courses I could put on my non-maxed-out credit cards. And what I realized is there are a lot of things that worked and a lot of things that didn't. There are a lot of people teaching this. Little aspects of this who were teaching from books, not their personal experience. And a lot of times I was very frustrated. Just why is this not all in one place? I had to go over here to find out how to network properly, go over here to find out how to create joint ventures and strategic alliances, go over there with that person to find out about closing the sale, and half of that was completely inauthentic and didn't work with me because it was too formulaic. And I was just deep frustration. And so for my own purposes, I decided to create an imaginary This Works box. And anytime something worked to get me new clients, I would put it into the This Works box. And I created my own client attraction system. And I used that formula, just that I created for myself, to fill my practice within 8 months. Now, full capacity, 8 months. And some people say, oh, 8 months, that sounds like a long time, but it's not. It's actually miraculously quickly, because since I've realized in working with thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, the average is 3 to 4 years, and some people have been in business 12 years, and they still don't have a consistently full practice. So 8 months is very, very short. And people have started paying down my debts and got current on my taxes and, you know, my credit cards, and was no longer being evicted. And then people started asking, tapping me on the shoulder, saying, okay, what's the deal? I don't understand how you went from not enough clients to you're at full capacity consistently, and here I've got 3 clients or 5 clients, and I need to get more clients. Can you share some things with me? And I'd say, yes, do this, this, and this, and this is exactly how you do it, and then come back to me and let me know how it goes. And every time, Kate, it was like, woohoo, I got a new client. I got 3 new clients. Give me more. Give me more. And so my nutrition colleagues started to hire me to teach them how to get clients. I mean, I was in New York City, so, you know, 8-10 million people, I knew I wasn't going to be able to work with everybody, so I didn't mind sharing these secrets. And they were filling up their practices, too, now. And I started being asked to speak, and I realized after a while that, and nobody believes me at first when I say this, but when I realized that marketing is actually really fun, but it's only fun if it's working. Marketing, entrepreneurs don't like to market because either it feels inauthentic or it doesn't work, but when it feels authentic and it works, then, and it's a game, and you can't wait to do it. So a year later, the door of opportunity just kept knocking. Now I was working with chiropractors and acupuncturists and financial planners and massage therapists and florists, and I started, I just basically closed the doors down on my nutrition business, transitioned fully into my clientattraction.com business, and I filled that one to capacity within 8 months too. So since then, I created the client attraction system, and it's been 11 years now, and I have worked with thousands of clients around the world. I have coaching programs, products, trainings, private high-level mentorship, all different levels based on, you know, if you're just starting out or ramping up your business. I have just the program that will help you get all the clients you need consistently if you're in a place of leveraging because you have too many clients, et cetera, et cetera. It's all the whole process is about taking the client who's at 5 figures to 7 figures and the one that's at 6 figures to multiple 6 figures and then that person then to 7 figures past the $1 million mark. And so in answer to your question, I think that where most people in my industry, in the coaching industry, are only making $20,000 to $30,000 a year, you know, average.
Yeah.
I've created. So you brought up numbers, so I hope it doesn't make anybody uncomfortable.
I'm glad
I
you
wanted
are.
To be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's if I'd known back then, when my big goal was to make, you know, $3,500 a month. That was my big goal in the beginning. If I could just do that, I would be so happy. If I'd heard that you can have a $3 million business, or some of my mentors have a $30 million business doing what I do, It's all about really looking at getting clear on your gift and then really having really good marketing in place, right? Marketing that pulls people in. And then the whole mindset piece, right, looking at playing much bigger than you're playing, seeing a much bigger version of yourself, and really clearing out the gunk and sludge, those beliefs, those fears, those excuses, those rules, those judgments, all of those things, and taking a no-excuses approach. And I will say this. There are some entrepreneurs who say, I don't have any mindset stuff. I don't believe that, because I still have mindset stuff, you know, and I believe, you know, even Oprah, who's a billionaire,
yep,
still has mindset,
yep,
stuff. So you got to have the marketing and you got to have the mindset, and you got to work on both of them. And that's how, you know, I've been able to do it, but more importantly, that's how my clients have been able to very quickly ramp up. It's because we're working on the whole package. So that's a really long answer to your short question, but I hope that it gives you some insight into what it takes to multiply your business very, very quickly, no matter what's going on in the economy.
No, it was a great answer, but you left me, I'm taking notes here, Fabienne, you left me with about a dozen questions. So,
good,
first
ask away.
All, I want to say, first of all, I'm very happy you're not doing nutrition anymore, because I never would have met you. So I'm glad that you switched over.
Yeah. It would have been, it got boring for me to teach people how to make brown rice so it doesn't stick in the pot.
I can imagine that. You can only cut celery and carrots so many ways. So.
Exactly.
You've mentioned, and I know I've heard you say it, you know, live, and you mentioned it a couple times just now, and I know this is something that it's kind of one of your beliefs about the no-excuses approach. Will you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. I believe that people are, every opportunity for you to, if you've asked for it, every opportunity for you to get to the next level in your business is already in your life. And money doesn't show up in the form of a check in your mailbox. Money shows up in the form of an opportunity. That's how I call it the universe. Some people call it God. Some people call it spirit. Some people don't call it anything. But I believe the universe gives you what you ask for 100% of the time in the form of an opportunity. And it requires some work on your part, right? It doesn't,
yeah,
just show up. And I believe that, and I've experienced it myself, I still experience it every once in a while until I catch it. And I've, you know, I mentor at the same time probably, I don't know, maybe 400 students at the same, 300 students at the same time. And, well, actually more, but if I think about all the different programs. And I see it in everyone. I see it when I do big workshops of 220 people, the excuses come up. And the excuses are typically around money, around time, around I don't need help, I'm a lone ranger, I can do it on my own, around I don't want to travel to go to this seminar, I have kids. Every excuse in the book comes up when the opportunity to give you exactly what you need shows up. So it could be that you're, the opportunity for you to get out there in a really big way is to write a book, but you use the excuse of, I don't have enough time. Or if it's an opportunity to work with a mentor who, you know, the meetings require 3 times a year live, but I don't want to travel. Perhaps it's to go to a workshop where everything is going to be handed to you on a silver platter. I don't have the money. And if the opportunity is given to you, I want everyone to write this down. If the opportunity is given to you, it means that you can find a way to have the time, be able to travel, find the money, all of that. You wouldn't be given the opportunity if it weren't meant for you to be taken advantage of. And so I see people who make up little excuses, like, I'm not going to start now, I'll start later. I just spoke to somebody, you know, 3 days ago. I want to work with you, Fabienne, but I'll start in a year. And It's fine. It's fine. But every you make your... I tell my students this all the time. You create your future with every action you take and every action you do not take. So I remember there was... I'll never forget this. I was pregnant with my first child. I have three children. I was pregnant with my first child, so this must have been 8.5 years ago. And I got a call from this person I'd never met before. His name was Chip. I remember the name. and he had this association of consultants. And they wanted me to fly down to Texas to speak about my client attraction system. And I used every excuse in the book for not going. Meanwhile, these 150 consultants would have been my ideal clients. And I had been asking for money, and I'd been asking for ways to gain a lot more exposure and a lot more clients at the time, because I'd created a different kind of group program. And I used the excuse, well, I've never been pregnant before, so I don't know if I can travel at 7 months. Of course you can. I could have asked my doctor. And, well, you're not paying me. You're not paying my flight. You're not paying my this. Well, then I'm not going to go. And I don't have the time and I knew, I don't know why I was doing it. It was definitely my mindset. I knew as I was doing it that there's no real reason why I couldn't go. And I think about it today, and I think, why didn't you just go? And I used every excuse in the book, and I didn't do it. And I regret it. Now, who knows? I may not have picked up any clients. I may not have made more money. But I certainly would have learned a lot, been exposed to a lot of different things, and would have at least practiced my talk. So... who knows what would have come of that? And there's, you know, everyone has many, many opportunities that show up, and we all, to one extent or another. Although I'm really getting better at not using excuses, it's really rare now. But I'll say this: people masquerade excuses as reasons. They don't see it as an excuse, and I've seen this in my workshop. So they'll say, oh, Fabienne, I want to do this in my business, but it's not an excuse. I have a good reason. And it's always the same. It's about time, money, family, obligations. And I always say to people, listen, if not that I wish this on anybody, but if your child was abducted, would you find the time? Of course you would. Would you find the money? Of course you would. Would you travel to get your child from across the country or across the world? Of course you would. So it's really about, I know this sounds a little confronting, but my great friend John Assaraf says something, you might know him from the movie The Secret. He has this saying which really went to the core of my soul the first time I heard it, because it really is the way that I live a lot of my life. And he says, if you're interested, you do what's convenient. And so I think a lot of people are interested in success, and so they only do what's convenient. But he continues to say, if you're committed, you do whatever it takes. And doing whatever it takes means taking a no-excuses approach. So then this is what I say to people is, are you just simply interested in getting more clients and making more money? Or are you committed? Are you willing to do what others aren't willing to do? And it's a way of living your life.
Absolutely. If you know, I just have this visualization of someone kind of standing on the cliff, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're ready to jump and assume that there's going to be like a safety, because I also, you know, follow the law of attraction and believe in the universe taking care of us, and believe there's also a safety net too, that when it's the right thing, it's going to work out for you. You're going to be protected.
Yes.
You know, instead of, like you were saying, the fears that kind of get in the way, like, will I have time, or can I leave my kids, or can I do this, or can I do that? Excuse me. you know, you also talk too about, you know, with being authentic and all that. And I was curious, you know, with your system, how are people able to kind of be more authentic, Fabienne, to get their ideal client to come to them, as opposed to that old, you know, like feeling salesy, that they have to, you know, do something to kind of manipulate the person?
Yeah, well, that didn't work for me. Yeah, it didn't work for me. When I was doing nutrition, I want you to imagine this. People would come in for a free consultation. This is what I did all the way back then. I do not recommend free consultations anymore, and we could spend a half an hour just on that. But people would come in, and I'd figure it out. Everything was a system. I'd figure it out, okay, if I play this particular Zen meditation music in the background, I signed up more clients. And if I had a Gerber daisy rather than a different flower on my desk, I know, I sliced and diced the whole thing, right? Then I would sign up more clients. And if I wore that blue shirt, I would sign up more clients. But so I had this really Zen kind of way of being, because I was, you know, that's who I was being at the time. I was eating really clean food, really organic. I went vegan, and I still eat very well, but probably not to the, I think, a husband and three kids.
Exactly.
It's hard to be as hardcore. But I had this whole process of being who I was and being really being as authentic, just transparent and vulnerable as I could be, and I still am the same way today, and people know me for just being absolutely transparent. And then I would get to the point where I'd had to close the sale, and it's like I would turn into a different person because I was following the techniques that other people were teaching. And it was, okay, now, you know, say their name this many number of times and get them to say yes to 9 questions in a row, and all of these formulaic things that didn't seem to come naturally, and it was a disconnect from this yummy person who was talking about eating whole grains and really cutting out the chemicals and really eating cleaner and leaner, and then I had to switch into this other way of being. It did not fit for me. I hated the process. It didn't work, and I think it didn't work because they saw that there was a shift, an energetic shift that did not match who I was before in the conversation. And I believe that people like to buy, but they don't like to be sold. Yeah. And so when we women know this. Excuse me. We women know this. I was just, you know, shopping this past weekend with I'd taken my little Oliver in his stroller, and we'd gone to the mall to this particular store to get something. And, you know, you're trying on a shirt or a skirt, and you know exactly which salespeople are on commission. Why? Because they're practically climbing into your dressing room asking you if it fits and what can I get you and are you going to get it. And I don't know about you, but I cringe when that happens.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think we're taught to, as entrepreneurs, to sell in a really salesy way instead of, you know, I've got this process of closing the sale naturally and authentically where you actually don't have to sell yourself. You're just asking some questions, and not the questions of getting them to say yes 9 times, but really some deep questions. And the process has the prospect close themselves into the sale. And so you've never sold. You have never felt icky through this process. You honor yourself, but more importantly, you honor the prospect. And I think all of that is about being authentic and real. And that's when you close the sale more often.
Well, that makes a lot of sense too, because and I will also share with people listening is that, you know, I have taken your program, and it does work really, 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 really well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And it's easy, and it's just kind of a continuation of a conversation. You're not shifting into a sales mode.
That's exactly right. And
yeah.
So it doesn't feel like, uh-oh, here we go. We're going to go for the sale now. It's just a continuation of the yumminess that you were providing before.
Exactly. It isn't like, okay, what does Fabian say I have to do now? It just kind of, it just flows.
Yeah.
And
that's
at least
all outlined in the, that's all outlined in the client attraction home study system if anybody's interested.
Exactly. You know, you also talk too a lot about marketing, and I know that's like one of, you know, it's something you really, really talk an awful lot about. And can you share maybe just a couple of top tips about marketing and, you know, maybe things that, some suggestions or big mistakes that you see people making?
Oh, yes, I would love to. Well, first of all, I want, before we talk about any specifics about marketing, I want to talk about mindset around marketing. I want to talk about your mental orientation around how you view marketing. Marketing is not something that is, I have a friend who says marketing is not something you do to people, it's something you do for people.
Oh, I like that.
And, yeah, and here's how I look at marketing. Marketing is a divine tool. Marketing is a blessing, and it is a divine tool that you share with people. This may be way contradictory to how, as a listener, you're feeling about marketing before this, but I want you to get it this way. You were brought here with specific talents, with specific unique abilities, and you experienced, you know, there were experiences in your life, good and not so good, that shaped who you are today. And each one of us came here with a purpose. And that purpose is to be of service to others. And when you are of service in a very small way, you could only work with, say, 10, 20 clients at a time. You can only get this life purpose, your divine duty here on Earth, to a certain number of people. And marketing is a way of getting you out there in a really big way. And if you think about your source, whether you call it, you know, your creator or the universe, I'll just say the universe. The universe wants you to get out there in a really big way. Why? Because you're doing God's work. And in doing so, it would be stingy to not take your gifts and get them out there as big as possible. So one of the best ways, if not the only way, to get out there in a really big way is to have an eye towards letting every single person know that you're out there. Because imagine, there are people right now who last night at 3 o'clock in the morning woke up in the middle of the night with sweats, or maybe not, just looking up at the ceiling saying, how will I ever solve this? How can I achieve this, or why is this not working, or whatever it is, whether it's weight loss, whether it's stress in their job, whether it's finances, something, right? And imagine all those people are, and there are thousands and thousands of these people who really need the solution that you have. So for me, there are certain of my clients who are lying in the middle of the night in their beds wondering, how am I going to get more clients? How am I going to make more money? And then there's the other types who are, you know, they're already making good money, and they are so badly trying to make, you know, instead of $100,000, they really want to make $500,000 for whatever reason, and they just can't seem to do it, right? So I have the solution to that. When people work with me, they make more money. When people work with me, they get more clients. When people work with me, they multiply their incomes dramatically. And it would be stingy and greedy for me not to take these gifts and these experiences and let people know that I at least exist. And then it's their choice whether they want to get the information. But if I just kept it quiet, I'm not doing my life purpose. I am not doing divine work. So that's the first shift you have to make, is that marketing is actually a really good thing, because you need to let people know that you exist. You need to let people know that there is a solution to their problem. And sometimes marketing is about getting them out of their own way. Good marketing, good testimonials, good content, good value, good sequences in terms of marketing, good stay in touch, good offers, you know, making a good offer, good content at a workshop gets people out of their own way to do what they are here to do on Earth. Does that make sense, Kate?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, it's true, yeah.
And so when you are thinking about marketing, before you do any marketing, you have to shift your focus on the fact that marketing is a really good thing, and it's a divine tool to be of service to others. Now, once that's there, you know, just I believe that good marketing is a combination of things. It's about becoming the problem solver. You know, stop talking about your services. Talk about what problems you solve. And it's about, you know, really creating compelling marketing messages, really speaking to their biggest struggles and obstacles, and you know, creating a marketing message that will have them say yes, all authentically. You know, never does this include being out of integrity. I'm not even going to touch that. If anybody is listening and thinking, oh, I'll just use this to, you know, but I'll lie, I'm not talking about that. This is only about being of service in the yummiest way possible. And it's about staying in touch and really just creating ways to serve people in a bigger way than you're serving them now.
No, that's right, Fabienne. You know, one thing I say to my clients is that if you're not able to get out there, who's ever going to know about you? You know, how will they find you?
And, exactly.
Yeah, they're not sharing their gift. So I think the way you put that is so beautifully, and it really helps with a good mind shift. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I was also curious, too. You know, what I've been asking about is quite a few blocks, you know, because these are the things I see with clients. And another big block I see with my clients, you know, when they first come to me, is that whole, I call it a good month, bad month, or gain a client, lose a client game. And I think, you know, sometimes people refer to it as feast or famine. What suggestions do you have for solopreneurs? Because I know that's such a huge, huge struggle, that they'll have a great month, they'll have a great January, and then February is terrible, and then a great March, and then April's lousy.
Yes, it's that, it's arrogance. I'm afraid to say it, but it's arrogance or it's resting on your laurels.
Yeah.
It's when people market to get new clients, and the minute they have new clients, they stop marketing. And so after 6 months, the client base dries up, and you have to ramp up again. Oh, my gosh, I got to market again. You know, it's fine for a little while. But after a while, it becomes this unbearable roller coaster of feast and famine. And if you want to have clients in 6 months, you must be marketing today. And if you want to have clients in 7 months, you must be marketing tomorrow. You must always be marketing. That's it. That's the solution.
So simple.
I know
it
sounds very simple. Yeah.
Yeah,
here's what I've realized, Kate. In all these years of doing this and in doing so much mindset and personal development work to get to where I am today, and then observing so many people and reading so much and working on myself so much, I've realized that every solution is simple. We try to make it complicated. We try to look for these complex thingamajobbies, you know, like looking for really, really hard concepts. But sometimes making more money simply means marketing more. Sometimes making more money simply means charging more. What I've realized is, cliches are out there, and I never listened to cliches for years and years because I'm like, oh, that's such a cliche. Why does somebody have to say the words, speak the truth and the truth will set you free all the time? Yeah, I was just very annoyed by that. Until the day that I spoke the truth about some of my greatest fears and my greatest stumbling blocks, my greatest where I was being arrogant, and that's when speaking that and really being able to face it head on created the results, right? So it's actually everything that you want in your life, the solution is there. And we're looking for something really complex, but the answer is very, very simple. Right, so even the concept of you want to get more clients, stay in touch with prospects more often. That's it. If you do that and only that for a year, do that and only that for a week, you'll have more clients.
That makes
simplicity is best.
Yeah. And it's one thing that, you know, that you talk about a lot too. It's really just setting up a routine, setting up a system. So even when you are busy, you're always marketing.
You've got to always be marketing.
Yep.
Was it that movie Glengarry Glen Ross?
Mm-hmm.
Always be selling. I think it was that movie. If not, it was another one. Always be selling. Right. Well,
that's right.
I think that was. I'm not sure if that was. Well, I say always be marketing. If you just do that, you'll fill your practice. And if you're at a point in your business where you want to get to the next big level, well, you need to change your business models. You need to be working with more people than you're working now. It's not rocket science. This most people don't know exactly how to do that on their own. That's why you've got to work with people who've done it so they can give you the ins and outs of exactly how to do it. That's where the shortcuts happen. That's when the acceleration and results happen. You can't do it alone. You've got to work with other people who can show you the way.
That's why
I've got mentors.
Absolutely. And one of my previous guests said to me is that, you know, do you want to learn from your mentors or do you want to learn from your mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you know someone's really good at something, that, you know, just speaking for myself, I'd rather get there quickly than get there slowly. So,
yeah. Yeah, you can reinvent the wheel and spend eight years, or you can spend, you know, 8 weeks or 8 months and shorten it. When you get a really good mentor, it turns years into months and months into weeks.
Exactly.
It's miraculous. So that's a mindset thing, too. It's a big mindset thing around getting help. A lot of people will say, oh, no, I'm not going to invest in that much money. Well, okay. It would take you a really long time to figure out how to do it without reaching out to other people who will show you exactly how to do it. I hope I'm not sounding too, I don't know what the word is, but I think sometimes you've got to take a stand for people and say, hey, if you want to get to this next big level, this is what you need to be doing. And if they choose not to do it, that's cool. But there's a saying in my house that you can't complain about something you're not willing to change.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So if people, you know, are presented the solution and they don't want to do it, that's fine, but you can't complain about not having enough clients anymore because you were presented the solution. It was given to you. And then if you choose not to do something about it, you know, then so be it, but you can't complain about it anymore.
I agree. That makes a lot of sense. Now, what about Fabienne? You know, I get clients who will come to me, and in the past they've done workshops, let's say, or spoke at different events, and they're telling me that they don't always have the success they want. Is that because they're not speaking in front of their ideal client, or is that because they're not doing things maybe in a better manner of presentation?
It could be. So they've spoken in front of clients. They've spoken in front of audiences, and they didn't get results.
I mean, what they're telling me, I have a lot of clients who come to me that said that they just spoke in front of a group and they thought that it went really well, but they'll tell me that nobody signs up to work with them afterwards.
And I think there's there might be an inauthenticity happening.
Okay.
It's two levels. The first is people hear your words, and there are techniques that you can use. Some of the techniques that I teach, that when you're speaking, you say certain things. Of course, everything's still in integrity. You say certain things at certain times. You showcase certain things at certain times that get people to be interested in working with you. And you give high content and high value. But on an energetic, under the surface level, there's something that's not connecting for people. Something that's not authentic, something that's not fully connected. I've seen this happen. If I speak to a person, I usually know exactly what it is.
Got it.
And it's something that they don't usually know. So it's both
like
a pragmatic and practical marketing thing, and then
yeah.
There's something vibrating that they're not being fully authentic about.
Got no that, and that makes a lot of sense. That's probably like somewhere back in their mind that either they think that they don't deserve to be successful, or they're not comfortable asking for clients, or whatever it is. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. No, and that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. And speaking of that, I know that one thing, one of your successes is that when people work with you, they typically work with you for a long time. And I'm wondering, you know, can you share a little bit more about that? And why that is?
Yeah, it's funny because I had one of my clients recently get a phone call from a prospective client who wanted to join the Winners Academy, and which is my series of coaching programs. And one person, the prospect, said to my longtime client, "Why do you keep signing up? Didn't it work?" And the person said, well, in fact, it works so well that when I unplug from Fabienne, I make less money than when I stay plugged in. So I have one of my clients whose name is also Kate, who's been a longtime client. She's now making, I think we're officially making $1 million a year in her business. And every time she's in, and she started with me when she was at zero, and within a few months, I forget if it's like 4 months, 3 months, something like that, we had her at $10,000 a month. And then, you know, just we've increased that. So now she's making more than $100,000 a month each and every month since last October. And she says, when I work with Fabienne, I make money. Like, that's how she talks to all of my clients. The key is that if I were to try to give, and I believe I'm sharing a lot on this call, as, you know, as much as I can, everyone has a lot to offer. There's a reason I do three different types of workshops, and they're multi-day workshops, and the information is different in each. I've hundreds of teleclasses, all high content. There's so much to share, and you wouldn't be able to change a person's life with just one session or even three sessions. There would not be continued results. So you've got to create programs and packages so people stay with you longer. They stay with you longer, they get better results. Why? Because it's kind of like if a nutritionist If a client came in to see a nutritionist and went in for one session or three sessions, they can't undo 38 years of eating a certain way in one, two, or three sessions. There's a lot that needs to be unlearned and a lot that needs to be relearned, and accountability and sharing of systems and recipes and things like that. So you are doing a disservice to clients if you don't invite them to work with you in a program. So, for example, all of my programs in the Winners Academy are a year. And when somebody first hears that, they might think, wow, that's a long time. But actually, it's a progression. When people come in to my Witness Academy, there's three different levels. There's if you're making under $75,000 a year and you're in ramp-up stage, you stay for a year in that program. And then when you've made 75, you move up to the leverage level. And then after you're there for a year or two and you're ready to go to the $1 million, you know, reach for the $1 million goal, you go into my visionary level. And I've created this series of programs, and there are people who just sign up for a third year, fourth year. Why? Because they grow so fast within 1 year, they wouldn't be able to do it on their own. So that's a long way of saying it's absolutely crucial that you don't leave your client, I don't know how to say this differently, don't leave your client hanging there. You need to give them resources over a period of time, and so you've got to create programs and packages that make them stay with you longer. They'll get so many better results that way. It'll actually save them a lot of money if they do.
Okay, so I've got a follow-up question with that. So let's say somebody signs up and they for one of your programs, and, you know, of course they go in all excited. And I know that what I want to ask you is, what would you say to a person to ensure that they have great success? And I know that your first response is going to be do the homework and things like that.
Absolutely.
But what else would you say? What helps separate the people who really kind of just take off, like that the entrepreneur you just mentioned?
Do all the work. Do all the work. It's about being willing to make this the priority over the course of this year. Do all the work. Again, Kate, you get it, right? It's not rocket science.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you want to see the results, you've got to be willing to do what others aren't willing to do. And others aren't willing to, because it's not convenient to do all the work. Right? But are you committed or are you interested, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's what I see with my ideal clients, too, the ones that, you know, when I give them homework and the next time we meet, they've done all their homework, they're the ones who get the best results, and they're the ones who get the fastest results.
Yeah.
The ones who
absolutely
have...
I mean, there's more subtleties.
Yeah.
There are a lot more subtleties, but just if we're going to keep it at the basic level, it's do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Take a no-excuses approach. Do all the work. Be committed to the process. Don't skip steps. Don't let arrogance get in the way. Oh, I know that already. I've heard that. No, you don't know it unless you do it daily. I was listening to Anthony Bourdain. He's somewhat controversial, so I don't know if everybody's listening likes him. But he was a chef. He's now doing TV shows about food, and he was talking about this guy who he saw when he was in Asia, and he works in this, you know, Peking duck shop, and that's all they do is Peking ducks, and he's been making Peking duck, let's just say, all day long, every day for 56 years, mm-hmm. and he learned everything from his father, who did everything all day long for 56 or 60 years or whatever, who learned it from his grandfather, and so he said something that really struck me. He's like, this guy probably is the best Peking duck maker in the entire world. And I thought about it, and I thought, that guy knows how to make Peking duck. He hasn't heard of it. He hasn't, you know, he doesn't say he knows about it. Oh, no, I know that. I think there are a lot of people walking around who say, no, I already know that. No, you don't know that unless you're doing it day in and day out. The reason I can teach the subtleties of closing the sale is that I've been doing it, closing the sale 97% of the time, is I've been doing it day in and day out for 12 years. Now, it's not three lifetimes like the Peking duck guy. Can't believe I'm talking about him. But it's you've got to be able to take a no-excuses approach and implement. And if not, you can't complain about not getting results because you just didn't do the work.
That's very well said, Fabienne. And looking at the clock, we just have a couple more minutes, and I just want to remind everybody that to get more about information about Fabienne, which I highly encourage because she's been a wonderful influence in my business, you want to go to clientattraction.com. But Fabian, I wanted to just ask you in the last few minutes, is there anything special you'd like to share with the listeners, either a suggestion or tip or something to kind of help them?
Well, since we're talking to mostly entrepreneurs, right, Kate?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I would say going back to your divine purpose here on Earth, I would say remember that you're here for something greater than you think. And it's beyond you. It's not about you. It never was about you. It never will be about you. You know, everything I'm teaching now is not about me, even though you asked about my story and all of that. Sometimes we get confused and we do think it's about us. It's about being of service. It's about doing the work that we are here to do on Earth. And doing the work, meaning through the service that we give, but also doing the personal growth and development work that will help us get out there in an even bigger way. If you're looking for more money, more clients, you must create a compelling message, marketing message, around your life purpose and what you're here to do, you know, positioning yourself as a problem solver. And then you must get out there in a much, much bigger way. And when you do, when you are giving your service in a much, much bigger way to people, you're doing divine work, and you're therefore going to be handsomely rewarded. And that's how you create financial abundance, financial freedom, is getting your message out there in a really big way with the right marketing and multiplying your reach, and you get handsomely rewarded for it. So it's the universe rewards you for doing your purpose here on Earth. I hope I didn't get a little too woo-woo with that, but that's how I live my life.
Well, most of my listeners are following the law of attraction, so I'm sure they actually appreciate your message and appreciate you pulling
okay.
that in.
Okay, good.
we're in the side, so we're with
good,
you, Fabian.
Good. It's really about looking at what your gift is and creating a marketing message around your gift and taking a no-excuses approach to getting it out there in the biggest way possible. And when you do that, you change people's lives repeatedly. And because you do that, you're going to be handsomely rewarded for it.
Well,
and it's not about you.
Yeah, and I just love that, the no-excuses approach. And I hope if the listeners even just take one thing away, you know, hopefully they've got a lot more, but even just one is just to remember that no-excuses approach, because that's such a fact. Fabian, I want to just, again, thank you so much. I know how busy you are, and I just really appreciate you taking time so my listeners could meet you and get introduced to you and the client attraction. And I just want to remind everybody again, Fabian's site to get that free CD is clientattraction.com. And Fabian, again, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kate. I really had a lovely time with you, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It was my pleasure to share some of these concepts with you.
Well, great, and I hope you'll come back again and share more with us.
I would love to.
Okay, thank you, Fabian. Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful day.